भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो ययमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम फोर्थ कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 19। किंग प्रीपोज 100 फॉर सैक्रिफाइसेस। टेक्स्ट नंबर 3। यत्र यज्ञपतिः साक्षात् भगवान हरिरीश्वरः अन्नभूयत सर्वात्मा सर्वलोका गुरुः प्रभुः। यत्र यज्ञपतिः साक्षात् भगवान हरिरीश्वरः अन्नभूयत सर्वात्मा सर्वलोका गुरुः प्रभुः। यत्र यज्ञपतिः साक्षात् भगवान हरिरीश्वरः अन्नभूयत सर्वात्मा सर्वलोका गुरुः प्रभुः। प्लीज रिपीट। यज्ञपतिः साक्षात्
Guru Kulbais.
Anyone from Gurukul? No? Okay. So we'll together chant this word by word translation by Prabhupada and main translation in purport. Srila Prabhupada ki yatra bhayav yajnapatihi, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, Sakshat directly, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Harihi, Lord Vishnu, Ishwarah, the Supreme Controller, Annabhuyata, became visible, Sarvatma, the super soul of everyone, Sarvaloka Guruhu, the master of all planets, or the teacher of everyone, Prabhu, the protector, the proprietor. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is present in everyone's heart as the Super Soul, and He is the proprietor of all planets and the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices. He was personally present at the sacrifices made by King Prithu. Purport. In this verse, the word Sakshat is significant. Prithu Maharaj was a Shaktyavesh incarnation, Shaktyavesh avatar, incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Actually, Prithu Maharaj was a living entity, but he acquired specific powers from Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, however, is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus belongs to the category of Vishnu Tattva. Maharaj Prithu belongs to the Jiva Tattva. The Vishnu Tattva indicates God, whereas the Jiva Tattva indicates the part and parcel of God. When God's part and parcel is especially empowered, He is called Shaktyavesh Avatar. Lord Vishnu is herein described as Harir Ishwarah. The Lord is so kind that He takes all miserable conditions away from His devotees. Consequently, He is called Hari. He is described as Ishwara because He can do whatever He likes. He is the Supreme Controller. The Supreme Ishwara Purushottama is Lord Krishna. He exhibits His power. He exhibits his powers as Ishwara, or the Supreme Controller, when He assures His devotee in Bhagavad Gita 1866, "Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto Me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear." He can immediately make His devotee immune from all the reactions caused by sinful life if the devotee simply surrenders unto Him. He is described herein as Sarvatma, meaning that He is present in everyone's heart as the Super Soul. And as such, He is the Supreme Teacher of everyone. If we are fortunate enough to take the lesson given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, our lives immediately become successful. No one can give better instructions to human society than Lord Krishna. Yatra Jagyapatihi Sakshat Bhagavan Haririshwarah Anya Bhuyata Sarvatma Sarvaloka Guru Prabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is present in everyone's heart as the Super Soul. And He is the proprietor of all planets and the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices. He was personally present at the sacrifices made by King Prithu. This is a very interesting chapter where in next verses you will see how Lord Indra, he was frightened to see the sacrificial performances performed by Prithu Maharaj. Yesterday you heard this verse, it says, Karmatisayam Atmanaha. Karmatisayam means the way Prithu Maharaj started performing Ashwamedha Yajna, horse sacrifice, it was excelling the fruitive activities that were performed by Lord Indra. Indra's name is Satakratu. Satakratu means one who has performed 100 horse sacrifices. After performing 100 horse sacrifice, one can become Indra. So Indra was frightened. He was afraid of the performance of the horse sacrifices done by Prithu Maharaj. So here, this how he was excelling the fruitive activities of Lord Indra is being described in the next 7 verses, starting from verse number 3. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, up to 9. So how he is excelling in his performance, in his sacrificial performance, is being described. And in this today's verse especially, hill terms are assigned for the Lord is called Harihi, Ishvara, Prabhu, Sarvaloka Guru, Sarvatma, Yajnapati. These are very important terms. We will try to understand how He is Hari, how He is Ishvara. So the Supreme Personality of Lord, Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, He was personally present. That means you can see He was very pleased with the performance of the horse sacrifice by Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj, He is not an ordinary living entity. We have to understand this. Even though He is an incarnation of the Lord, but still He understands completely what is the importance of pleasing the Lord in sacrifice. So that's why, as an empowered incarnation of the Lord, He is trying to please the Lord by performing the horse sacrifice. Who is the controller and enjoyer of all the results in the sacrifice. So Prabhupada, He comments in His purport that when the Lord descends personally or by His personal plenary expansions, such incarnations are called Amsa, Kala, Guna, Yoga, and Manvantara incarnations. And when the Lord's associates descend by the order of the Lord, such incarnations are called Shaktyavesha incarnations. Means, associates, eternal associates of the Lord, they sometimes come to this material world. When they come to this material world, they don't come with an intention to hold an administrative post or to be recognized in the society as a very powerful being. No, why do they come? It is said they are empowered agents of the Lord. So Prabhupada, in one of his purports, he gives very clear understanding about you can say his position actually. generally the eternal associates of the Lord in the spiritual sky do not come to the material world. Sometimes they come, however, by the order of the Lord. Not to hold any administrative post, but to associate with the personality of Godhead, with the Lord in person, or to propagate the message of God in human society. Such empowered representatives are called Saptavish Avatar, or incarnations invested with transcendental power of attorney. You can see, Srila Prabhupada definitely invested with the transcendental power of attorney to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the whole world. So sometimes the eternal associates of the Lord, they come to associate, to come to this material world, to associate with the Lord personally, and to help him preach the message of the Lord. So here Putu Maharaj, he is also an empowered incarnation of the Lord. That's why he is setting up the example of an ideal king. So here in this verse, this Jagnyapati Vishnu, who appeared in the sacrificial arena of Ritu, is described as Harihi. Srila Prabhupada says, the Lord is so kind that he takes all miserable conditions away from his devotees. Harir anek artha dvi mukhyatama sarva amangala hare prem diya hare man. Chaitanya Charitamrita gives this explanation of Lord Hari. What it means? Sarva amangal hare. That's what Srila Prabhupada is translating. He takes all miserable conditions away from his devotees. And prem diya hare man. And he gives them his love and attracts them towards him. We know in the pastimes of Gajendra Moksha, this crocodile, in his previous life, he was a king in the Gandharva planet named Hubu. One day he was playing with women in the water, and while playing, he pulled the leg of Devil Rishi. He was also batting in the same place. And then this Devil Rishi, he became very upset with this Gandharva king, and he cursed him. He said, you should become a crocodile. Then he came to his senses. He said, my dear king, please forgive me. He begged pardon from him. Then he became compassionate. Devil Rishi became compassionate to the king. And he said, you would be delivered when Gajendra was delivered by the Lord. So the Gajendra was the king in his previous life also. He was Indradimna. And by following the Vedic injunctions, he gave up his kingship, his responsibility. Then he went to Malayachal mountain. And he built a little cottage there, and he was serving the Supreme Lord in silence, called Maunabrat. Those practitioners who practice silence, vow of silence, they do not speak. And this Indradimna, he was serving the Lord by performing the vow of silence. Then one day, Agastya Rishi, accompanied by his associates, his disciples, he visited Indradimna's cottage. And because he was serving the Lord in silent mood by performing the vow of silence, so he couldn't greet him properly. So then this Agastya Rishi, he became very upset with him. He cursed him. And dull-headed one, you become an elephant. So as a result of which, he became an elephant. Then you know, one day this elephant, Gajraj, accompanied by many sea elephants, he was bathing in this water reservoir, and crocodile, who was caused by Devil Rishi, got the elephant's leg, and there was a terrible fight between crocodile and this elephant. And what happened? This elephant, he fought with the crocodile for 1,000 years. And because this crocodile was in its original natural place in the water, and at the same time he was getting blood from the elephant, so he was becoming more and more strong, so he had the power to fight with the elephant. But because water was an unnatural place for the elephant, and also he was losing his blood, naturally he became weak and weak and weak day by day. So then, finally, he could understand, I have no other shelter of the Lord. But he is Hari, he is Ishvara. Even though he was encased in the body of an elephant who is dull-headed one, still, by the mercy of the Lord, he could remember Sarva Amangal Hare. So here he is eradicating all inauspiciousness from the life of Gajendra. And Gajendra could immediately remember his past life. And he started to pray to the Lord what he had learned in his previous life. So that's how you can see. This is a perfect example of Artha devotee, how the Lord, he protects. And he actually takes away all the miserable conditions from his devotees. And finally Lord Vishnu appeared on the spot and he rescued both of them. So in this way Srila Prabhupada is further commenting to this verse, Lord is Jagyapati, he is Ishvara. What is the role of the Ishvara? He is described as Ishvara because he can do whatever he likes. He is the supreme controller. And then Prabhupada goes on, he says, he exhibits his powers as Ishvara, or the control, or the supreme controller, when he assures his devotee in Bhagavad Gita, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. So before coming to this verse, actually, it is just here, Ishvara sarva bhutanam vidyase arjuna tishtati bhamayam sarva bhutani yantra bhudhani maya. Actually, Lord is directing the wanderings of all the living entities as super soul. So then, when he makes this point, immediately after that, he is explaining what is the cause behind explaining himself as he is directing the wandering of all the living entities. How he is directing the wandering of the living entities? Here, we as a devotee, we should understand two very important points. Those who are not devotee of the Lord, those who do not take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, he directs their wanderings by the external energy, external potency called Maya Shakti. Just like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he gives the example, analogy, to explain this philosophy. He says, just like a puppet master, he is holding the string that is fixed in the different parts of the puppet and he is making it to dance. In a similar way, by the external agency of the Supreme Lord called Maya Shakti, he is directing the wanderings of the living entities in this material world. And at the same time, he is also directing the wanderings of his devotees, the activities of his devotees, under the direct guidance of his internal potency, Yoga Maya Shakti. So here, that's why he is saying that you don't forget, I am the controller, I am Ishvara, I am guiding all of you. And then he says, Tumeva Saranam Gatsa Sarva Bhavena Bharata. He is asking, you must take shelter. Then Tat Prasadat Param Santim. By his mercy, by the mercy of the super soul, you can attain Param Santi. and supreme peace. So here the point is those who are Paramatmavadis, the worshipper of the super soul, they take shelter of him like this. But the devotees, they know very clearly. He is residing in my heart as super soul. At the same time, he personally has manifested before me as my spiritual master. Understanding this principle, Uddhava, he prays to Lord, he said, Naivo payante pachitim kavayastavesa brahma isapi kritanuddha nudha smaranta jantar bahishtana vitam asubham vidhunman acharya chaitya vapusa svagatim vyamukti. Very important verse. This is how devotees, they understand, they recognize the manifestation of the Lord in their heart as a person and externally also as acharya, as a guru. He is saying, the devotees who are transcendental poets and experts in the science of spiritual, science of spirituality, they say that even if we are endowed with the lifetimes of the Brahma, still we will not be able to express our gratitude that we feel so much indebted to you, my dear Lord. Why do they feel so much indebtedness in their heart to the Lord? Because they are saying, Acharya Chaitya Vapusa Svagatim Vyanukti. So you have kindly manifested before us in two forms. In one way, a super soul, you are directing from the heart. In another way, Vapusa, you have manifested before us as Acharya. Then you are guiding us. How he is guiding? Saying, Jo Antar Bahi Tanubhitam Asubham Vidhunman. This is very important point. Antar Bahi Tanubhitam. Tanubhitam means those who have got the body, Tanubhit. One who has got the body called Tanubhit. So Tanubhitam. Those who have accepted this material body, he is guiding them to come to his lotus feet externally as well as internally. This is called Ishvara. When we say he is super soul, he is residing in the heart of every living entities. He is the supreme controller. This is how devotees understand. Not only he is residing in our heart as a super soul. Of course, he is there. He is giving some indication. When you go and commit some mistake, all of a sudden there is an indication from within. It says, hey, what are you going to do? Better watch out. But sometimes we forget, we do not pay any attention. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, we know Krishna is the cause of everything. He is, without his sanction, a leaf even doesn't fall from the tree. So how come we commit so many mistakes? Who is responsible? Without his sanction, nothing can be done. That means he is responsible for our wrongdoings. Then Srila Prabhupada says that, yes, without the desire of Krishna, you cannot do anything. That's why Krishna, he gives you permission. But the point is, you insisted, just like a small baby, he is trying to put his hand into the fire. It's he, there is a fire source, and he thinks it's a very nice object, I can eat it. So he is trying to grab it and, you know, put it into his mouth. So father is saying, don't put your hand into the fire source. But this baby, he starts crying, he says, no, I want to touch it, I want to see, I want to experience by myself. And father finally says, okay, this boy is so stubborn. Okay, let him touch it for a while. Then when he knows how painful it is, then he will stop it. Because without The sanction of the father, he cannot fulfill his desire. That's why we force the Supreme Lord to give us permission. And sometimes we take the decision of our own, then we go to our Guru Maharaj, we tell Guru Maharaj, this is what I am going to do. It's not that Guru Maharaj, you tell me what I should do. This is what I think I should do. And Guru Maharaj says, okay. Because you put your Guru Maharaj in such a condition that if Guru Maharaj is not sanctioning your desire, then you will be offensive to him. In one another sense, that he is so compassionate that he is thinking, okay, maybe he will go in this way for a while, then we can guide him again. That means you are forcing your spiritual master to follow your course, rather than you following the course of your spiritual master. So, Lord is definitely, he is situated in the heart of every living entity as supreme controller, and he is directing the wanderings. But the point is whether we are ready to accept or listen to his directions, or we are still attached to our own way of doing things. So he says, Uddhava says, that the devotees, expert devotees, they express their gratitude that you are so kind. You have manifested before me as Acharya, Guru, and internally as Super Soul, you are directing me how I can come to your lotus feet. This is called surrender. In explaining the surrender principle, Srila Bhagaswami, he says, Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishyati iti viswasa gatrupte vranam tatha atmanikshepa karpanni sarvedha saranamati. So here, Srila Prabhupada is making this point that we have to surrender to the Supreme Lord. So what is the surrender means? There are six items. Anukulyasya sankalpa. We have to accept whatever is favorable for the Supreme Lord. If you say just only favorable, sometimes it is not understood. Whatever is pleasing to the Lord according to Shastra, it makes clear sense. Whatever is pleasing to the Lord, you must engage yourself in those activities that is pleasing to the Lord according to Shastra. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam. Abandon, gives up those activities which are not pleasing to the Lord or which are not coming in the line of Guru Sadhana and Shastra. Pratipalyasya varjanam. Rakshishyati iti viswasa. He is my protector. This faith, these two points, Rakshishyati iti viswasa and Bhaktripte Vranam, sometimes we don't understand how these two points works. Rakshishyati iti viswasa means one should have firm faith in the Lord that in times when my personal position or my situation is threatened, the Lord will give me protection. We have to focus on this point. When I am in threatful condition, still Lord will give me protection. He should have firm faith in the Lord. Then he will not be disturbed by the circumstances he faces in his day-to-day life. He understands. Lord gave protection to Draupadi. Lord gave protection to Gajendra. He has firm faith. Yes, he will protect me. Rakshishyati iti viswasa. Then Gaptripte Varanam Tatha. Here is also there is a protection in Gaptripte Varanam. But here he thinks of Lord and no one else as his protector. Only Krishna as a protector. Gaptripte Varanam Tatha. Then Nikshepanam. Nikshepanam means one should employ one's subtle and gross bodies in the service of the Lord. In the subtle body, we should be serving the Lord internally, and also in the gross body externally, he must be serving the Lord. Then, Karpanyam. One should not make a show of one's miserable circumstances, but rather accept it as one's karma. That is called akarpanyam, atmanikshepa karpanyam. We do not try to blame others for our miserable conditions of life. When we do not blame others, then how to accept such kind of miserable conditions that we face in our life? Oh, this is my karma. That is akarpanyam. When a devotee, he follows these six principles of surrender, these six items in relation to the God, then Lord accepts him. He said, oh, I will give you protection. Abandon all varieties of religion. Now you have given up all your so-called religion. You have accepted me as your protector, master. From today on, I will give you protection. But we should accept him like that. Then he will give us shelter. Okay, so whatever we have discussed so far, anybody like to have any comments or question? That is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sarva amangala hare, he eradicates all inauspicious things. Not only that, and prem diya hare mam. You see, it's very interesting actually, you know, that's why Hari, you know, sometimes devotees, they call out the name of Hari only. And we should understand, why do they say Hari? When they are calling out the name of Hari, they can understand, he can take away all the inauspicious things from my life. And at the same time, one day, he may become compassionate to me, and I will be able to recognize, understand his love. His love, loving sentiment towards me, and that's how I can serve him. Then the Ahayama. Ekalabhya Kavali.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So, sometimes it is said that our Srila Prabhupada is a Shakti Vesh incarnation. So can you share with us any conclusive evidence in this regard?
So very good. Very prevalent, like, you know, Srila Prabhupada, when he was asked, so how come you could achieve such a wonderful mission in your life? Srila Prabhupada would always say, oh, this is the mercy of my Guru. But sometimes he would say, Krishna Shakti Vinanahe Tar Pravartan. I hope you must have come across such kind of statement. Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he would say this, Krishna Shakti Vinanahe Tar Pravartan. And practically, if you see, not only Prabhupada, before Prabhupada also, many, you know, personalities, they came to West with a desire to preach the science of, you know, God, or even some people came to preach the science of Krishna consciousness. So, what happened to them? Were they successful as Prabhupada has become? Definitely, answer will come, no. So you can see, there is a remarkable expression in Prabhupada's activity in the present world today. So this is how we can immediately figure out. He was given this transcendental power of attorney. He is given, he is telling this transcendental power of attorney. Power of attorney means you are assigned on my behalf to sign on such and such check. Okay. You are assigned on my behalf to give this message to the suffering souls of the stage of Kali. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was thinking, oh, what will happen to these conditioned living entities in this age of Kali.
No, there is no other means unless he himself descends from Golok Vrindavan to this material world and delivers them personally. And he called you. He came. And you can see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came and he did something. Whatever he did. But now you see Prabhupada. What did Prabhupada do? In that regard you say even Prabhupada even more glorified than Lord Chaitanya for his service. So nobody has ever done and nobody will be able to do what Srila Prabhupada has done. That's how he is going to remain the founder acharya for the next 10,000 years. Brahma Bhagavata Puran explains that this Krishna consciousness is going to continue to exist for 10,000 years. That will be recognized as Suvarna Yuga, golden age in this age of Kali. And who could establish it? Who could fructify the statement of Brahma Bhagavata Puran? If not Prabhupada? Yes, Prabhupada has established the statement of Brahma Bhagavata Puran. Well, certainly, he is the empowered agent, he is the empowered incarnation of the Lord. Like Pitu Maharaj came in a crisis period. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came, they all are coming in a crisis period. They are preparing the ground. So Prabhupada came, he just made the explosion. He made the explosion, practically speaking. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he went around India, he preached in 64 Gaudiya Mathas, he did something. So they all prepared the ground work for him. Then he is going out today. What did he do? He did a massive explosion of Krishna consciousness. So from his achievement and from his activities, from his statements, Krishna Sakti Vinamaya, he is invested with Krishna potency. He is traveling in this Jaldur, two times having a heart attack. What is his condition? He can see Krishna as the captain of the boat and giving him the sight, saying, "Don't worry, Abhay, I am there." So, doesn't it confirm that he is specially empowered? We know this famous history of Prabhupada. When he is sitting in Radha Damodar temple, he is just writing the commentaries. And one day this gentleman, he comes to visit Srila Prabhupada, he is crying, incessantly crying and chanting on his knees. He says, "Something must have happened to this man today." He started to inquire, "What happened to you, Swamiji?" Then he said, "He had darshan of Prabhupada Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami." And they are telling him, they are giving him, they are empowering him. From that day on, he is so jubilant in his writings. He could sit for hours and hours and hours, even day and night, to give commentary to this transcendental literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. Which even his Guru Maharaj was thinking, how it is possible, how can I do this? It's an old man. When did he start? He started late, 50, 60, to give commentary to these books. If he is not specially empowered, after you hear such kind of stories, incidences that took place to Srila Prabhupada, how can you say he is not an empowered agent of the Supreme Lord? Definitely, it cannot confirm. He was empowered by Rupa Goswami. He was empowered by Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Krishna is giving him protection. He is saying, "Don't worry, I am there to give you shelter in Jaldut." So, and also we can see his achievement. In 10 years, what could he do? We can't even think of actually. If we think, sometimes I think, one thing you think, now you go to one gentleman who is around 70, tell, "My dear sir, can you go to a place where we have to cook for some hippies who doesn't know how to respect a gentleman? They will come, they will eat whatever you cook, and they will go away. And after that, before even, you have to go to market by yourself, collect all the ingredients, and you have to cook by yourself. cut the vegetables, prepare everything, keep everything clean, you know, then prepare the dishes. Then when they come, you serve them, and after this they have, you know, initiated their prasadam, they'll just, you know, leave the place. You have to clean the place where they took prasadam, you have to clean all the pots and utensils, you have to clean the kitchen house, and you have to get it ready for the next day. This is not one day business. Next day you have to keep everything ready. How long this man can continue if he is not specially empowered? He is specially empowered to do this. Nobody is ready. At the age of 70 in India, we see these old people, they are with their grandchildren, having so-called happy life. What Srila Prabhupada is doing, he is taking the risk of going to the Western world and doing everything for them to serve Krishna consciousness, to bring them to the peaceful life. Who can do this if he is not an empowering incarnation of the Lord? We are not sentimentalists. We do not just make some statement because he is our founder Acharya. No. He has proved through his life history, you can see. Yes, Vasudev Prabhu, he went to say something. Does it make some sense to you, Akalabha Prabhuji? Yes, Chaitanya Sankarji.
I'd like to ask this question to everybody who's present here. How many of you feel inspired by what Padmanayan Prabhu said about Srila Prabhupada? So how many of you have already written your Vyasa Puja offerings for Srila Prabhupada? So my humble request as a servant of you all, please write an offering for Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa opera this year. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Chaitanya Prabhu, for complimenting. Anyone else? Nothing else? Okay. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.